This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Long. This is the shortness. The shortness of breath and shortness of the week. It's Wednesday. Come on. A regular week, however, is upon us. A regular in the fact that nothing really regular about it. Regular in that we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today is the middle of the week. People call it Hump Day for whatever the reason. Do you have that attitude, Kara Schillings? With me, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day, the opinion and dig around hour. Of Good Day, the opinion, well, we're always focused on opinions, ideas, facts, that sort of thing. Do you find, I find people who have the approach to Wednesday, Hump Day, oh wow, we only have two more days until the weekend, yada yada, that's something that ought to be a focus of whether you like your job or not. That's the way you're looking at things. If your life is built on the weekend.
I don't call it Wine Wednesday. I call it Wine Wednesday. I don't call it Hump Day. I celebrate it with a glass of wine.
Wine Wednesday.
All right. Is that a better outlook or a worse outlook?
Those of you who are supporters of Donald Trump are celebrating more executive actions. That's what you'll drink to tonight. A blitz of executive power meant to speed approvals of high-profile energy and infrastructure projects, including the two controversial pipeline projects in the upper Midwest. So two presidential memoranda extended to expedite the Keystone XL pipeline, which I agree with, and then the Dakota Access Pipeline, which I am not sure of at the moment because I don't know what the decree says. There are other things. Three more long-term directives requiring American-made steel, changing the process of approving and regulating future pipeline and projects like that, infrastructure projects in general. He said in the signing, quote, this is about streamlining the incredibly cumbersome, long, horrible permitting process. And there's something to be said for that. The disapproval of the Keystone Pipeline, Nebraska, I think, got in the way of it, if I'm not mistaken. And so this deals with that in some way, shape, or form. 28,000 jobs are involved. Get the pipeline built. The lightning rod for the energy policy in the last administration, 7 years it took to make a decision because there were so many environmental concerns. The environmental groups are not happy about this. Legal action, let's go to court, and so it goes. Here's some audio from the Oval Office audio.
With respect to the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, subject to terms and conditions to be negotiated by us. This is construction of pipelines in this country. We are, and I am, very insistent that if we're going to build pipelines in the United States, the pipe should be made in the United States. So unless there's difficulty with that, because companies are going to have to sort of gear up, much pipeline is bought from other countries. From now on, we're going to start making pipeline in the United States. We build it in the United States. We build the pipelines. We want to build the pipe. Going to put a lot of workers, a lot of steel workers back to work.
All right. So there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever it takes. People will say, well, competition, blah, 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 blah. You all know, or probably most of you know, or realize that it can be that the, especially China, you want to focus on China and these kind of products. They make them all cheaper. It's cheaper to make them over there, ship them over here and use it than it is to have American companies bidding on this. Maybe part of, because I'm thinking that Trump's not a real strong union guy. his businesses have worked around. He's had a lot of lawsuits from unions who wanted to be on jobs, and he would go around that. As I think some states are right-to-work states, which means you don't have to have a contract with a union operative, but many of the government contracts that are let require union bidding, union prices, that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure I quite understand or approve or like that, frankly. Anyway, that's my own spin on it. Now, the memorandum directing the Secretary of the Army to review and approve in an expedited manner the Dakota Access Pipeline from North Dakota to Illinois, the heated protests by the American Indian groups and environmentalists. The pipeline crosses waterways. It needs approval from the Army Corps of Engineers. So it doesn't say it has to go in the route, and that's what people will want to scrutinize. It just, the Army Corps of Engineers just stopped it and didn't do anything to fix the problem last time around. With hope and optimism, I say that we need to make sure, and if in fact they don't do this, I'm going to do a what if just for a moment here. If they don't go through the process to move it away from the dangerous place that it is, then I would call for protesting. I'd call for legal action, bring them to court. There is, however, I think enough sensitivity. Let's hope there is that they'll do. It doesn't say you have to do that in the memorandum. All it says is let's get going. So, and then there are those who say, well, you know, Trump owns stock in that company, Energy Transfer Partners, building the pipeline. He sold off all individual stock holdings last August. He has not yet filed a financial disclosure report to confirm that. But you know what? You're going to see through this whole process for as long as Trump is in office, it would seem to me, this horrible negative, the energy around it, everything's bad. No matter what he does, it's going to be awful, or they'll find holes, try to find holes. And hopefully he's too busy to see what's going on in most of this negativity in news media, and he's not going to waste a lot of time tweeting back and forth, because that won't get any of us anywhere. Just go ahead. Just go straight ahead. I'm for expediting the process. I am not for building the Dakota Access Pipeline where it was going to be built. So there's two different issues here. Expediting the permitting process and getting the Army Corps of Engineers to do what they're supposed to do, that I'm for. And then if it gets built upriver or in a way or in a place that doesn't harm or put in danger the water supply that these people have, then it's okay. If it does, if it stays the course and is on the route that it's been planned by the Army Corps of Engineers to this point, then it looks like the Army Corps of Engineers is in the pocket of the Energy Transfer Partners company. That's what it looks like. Let's take care of these guys. So let's see where it goes. I'm not making a judgment yet because I don't really know. The fact that it's being expedited is good. And then the other part of this memorandum went to all the federal agencies to review manufacturing regulations. Secretary of Commerce required to seek input from the public on how to streamline the rules in the next 2 months. Fast-tracking approval for high-priority infrastructure projects. This is the bridges and the roadways and all that sort of stuff. So there'll be a lot of jobs that come out of this, and the stock market will probably react as it has in a positive manner, especially to some of the stock that's owned, some of these stocks that are involved in these sorts of things. I'd like to see a memorandum part of this that we would be able to use non-union workers for a lot of these projects, frankly. I'd like to see that. Let's see where that goes. See if he is sensitive to that or not. But to jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, this is terrible, the environmentalism, blah, 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 nah, that's not proven. This is just more focus on the negative because people don't like Trump. Some people like him. So all these people and the fact that there will be jobs for lots of Americans, that should settle pretty well with most people. Let's see where it does settle. Where does it settle with you? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular price items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right. So the president also, as long as we're going through all this stuff, mending fences here and there or maybe breaking them, on the verge of nominating a Supreme Court justice. So he says he's got three people in mind. The leading contenders have all met with him: William Pryor, Neil Gorsuch, and Thomas Hardiman. So I don't know. Pryor, let's see, is an Alabama-based judge in the 11th Circuit Court. Gorsuch is on the Denver-based 10th Circuit Court, and Hardiman is based in Pittsburgh in the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court. All nominated by President George W. Bush for their current posts. He says he's going to do that. He wants to have somebody in who's conservative, whatever that means these days. But the idea that they've all been through the process before is probably good under the circumstances. And so you see where the bottom line is. But the whole point here of my focusing on all these things is that he's getting things done. Let's move things along. Let's get the process going, which I think for all of us who want to see government work is the way to go. 21 after the hour here.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstar on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Number one song that the King had, Elvis's Moody Blue. I've always liked this song. Crank it up, Gary.
Tuesday, Wednesday, coach's Wednesday, to another day again. Her personality aligns just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's what I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
But still, yeah, this was Elvis as he was beginning to deteriorate. The song, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 73, 74, 70. I was still a jock when I played this. What, you have a date with it, Kara? I forgot to ask you that before. If we have
I know this one doesn't, yeah. But I was going to look it up.
Yeah, it's okay. Not important to the story. This is our musical portion of each hour, focusing on some music news. A bunch of protesters are suing Elvis Presley's estate and the city of Memphis for discrimination. They claim that they were prohibited from entering into a vigil, a Presley vigil. It was a federal civil rights lawsuit. Members of the Coalition of Concerned Citizens, which is an offshoot of the Black Lives Movement, according to the Associated Press anyway, attempted to stage a protest at Graceland last year during the candlelight vigil marking his death in August. Carrie, can you turn that down just a bit? The Coalition of Concerned Citizens revealed plans to stage a protest called Operation Blue Suede Shoes at the vigil because Graceland represents the tremendous disparity of what works for a few that doesn't work for many. The protests were in response to a pair of police shootings on blacks in Minnesota and Louisiana. The group protested at Graceland a month earlier, causing traffic problems. So I don't get the connection here. What am I missing? Why are they upset at Graceland? They want to have a protest there because of the shooting of two black police officers. Okay, I get that we ought to be. I mean, the shooting of two black Americans. But why Elvis? Is there something here?
I don't think it's necessarily... Well, I don't know that it's necessarily Elvis, except maybe that Elvis was white. I mean, they said in a minute...
Well, I'm white, too. We're going to have a protest outside my house?
No, but I'm saying what... Graceland's in a not-so-great part of Memphis, and...
It is. It's a horrible area of Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think their whole thing is... They said Graceland represents the tremendous disparity of what works for a few and what doesn't work for the many. I think it's a stupid thing to target Elvis
or
Graceland.
I'm so tired of these...
Because Graceland and Elvis certainly,
There's so many...
Has nothing to do with, with racial tensions.
It really doesn't. No, it has nothing to do with anything. These people need to get along.
I mean, from the little bit that I know of Elvis, I don't
Elvis
think
was the
Elvis
least prejudiced guy that you would
right.
ever...
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
so
he was
inappropriate.
Such a fan of the scene, right.
Absolutely.
He loved gospel music and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people...
Yeah, they picked the wrong white guy.
Black.
Yeah. You could pick a lot of white guys, but not Elvis.
Not Elvis. It's stupid. It was just... That's just plain stupid. They don't know their audience. You see, that's the... So, suing those people is asinine. The whole thing is asinine. There are appropriate places to vent, appropriate places to present that idea, which has merit on its own. But to go after... That scene at that time is so inappropriate and moronic. It just makes no sense.
Agree.
I hope they lose big time in their suit. 28 past the hour here at DJB's headquarters.
That's all right. That's all right.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Stephen with Kara Schillen on the Good Day Overview Hour. I have gone through, I'm scouring now, the 14 different sources of news that I use each day. The traditional things like ABC and CBS and CNN and Fox and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the LA Times and the New York Times and Associated Press and Reuters and the Boston papers and the Los Angeles. If you look at the websites, there is not one story, not one, that doesn't have some kind of connection to Donald Trump. It is just amazing how seemingly everything else in the world has evaporated. There's no import to anything else happening in the world. It's all about the Donald. Well, that's not really true, because there are other things going on in the world. Yesterday, we were talking with my pal, esteemed James Whale, who is a UK radio host, talking about the Parliament in England. Parliament, before the government can leave the European Union, it has to get parliamentary approval. And listening to Whale, you could tell, Kara, that he was for staying in the European Union. And a lot of people have rethought it. I've been in England, most recently, a couple of months ago. And the feeling there was, at least the sense, I got two questions. Are you voting for Donald Trump? Or maybe the statement, I hope you're not voting for Donald Trump. And then there was discussion, people wanted to know if the Americans knew about Brexit and how it would affect America. And so under the circumstances, yeah, America would be affected to a certain extent, not much. I don't see that. But there is a big deal. I think I relayed to you the story of the woman who was my tour guide when I was over in England, and she said that her job would go away under Brexit because there is a fund, European Union has a fund that aims to help people in tourism get the word out for all of Europe. So if the European Union or the connection between England and the rest of Europe goes up in smoke, she loses her job because there's no money in the British budget to promote tourism. And that's why I was there. So it was that I found pretty interesting.
You know what's interesting to me is that everyone asked about Trump, but I feel like one of the reasons why Trump became an actual reality here was because people were inspired by the success of Brexit. I don't know that he would have made it as far. I think that people realized, oh, we can, you know, do something different, or this is not that radical of an idea after Brexit became a reality. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that, but...
No, I don't think you're the only one who thinks that. But carry it through a little bit further, Kara. Bring us into what your thinking is. When you've had conversations with people about this, or when you've been thinking it through yourself, how do you think Brexit, or how do you think the European Union affects what goes on over here?
Well, I'm not necessarily thinking of it in terms of how the European Union affects things over here, although we did just... I heard a story about Donald Trump wanting to sign something to leave the United Nations. And so I don't know. I just kind of feel like nobody thought that Brexit would actually go through. I didn't think that it would actually happen. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people over there were kind of shocked that it did. So I just mean in terms of maybe shock value or not thinking that something could actually happen. I think a lot of people in the U.S., you know, some people thought that Donald Trump would actually be elected. Obviously, people who voted for him hoped that that would happen. But I think a lot of people were shocked or didn't actually, you know, when he first started on the campaign trail, just like I think when Brexit was first, you know, spoken about, I didn't think that, you know, people didn't actually think it would happen. And I just mean in that kind of way that it's almost like we don't have any restrictions on what can happen. It's like anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. Anything goes. Yeah, yeah. Well, in this circumstance, there is, as an aside here, before I go back to what's going on in the United Kingdom, I think there's enough reasonable, and in terms of an observation or two or three or four, enough a reasonable focus on Trump's maybe, I don't know if the word's insecurity. I'm not sure that's the word, but he's obviously bothered by the fact that he didn't win the popular vote. He may have won the presidency, but he didn't win the popular vote. And I think you can kind of see that, sense that, feel that a little bit as he tries to settle in, find his wings. It just I get that sense. Okay, anyway, back to what's going on in England. There are several party leaders. Miss May runs the Conservative Party, and the Labour Party is divided on the issue of Brexit. The Labour leader for the Labour Party has not agreed yet to have his members vote on, or how he hasn't come up with a, they haven't said this is how they're going to vote. Any Brexit bill passing through Parliament gives members a chance to attach amendments to it that could influence how the Brits negotiate their way out of the EU. So, second vote, yep. And this is something that, when you look at it, it doesn't maybe seem to be as good an idea, although I understand the spirit behind it is the same sort of problem that affects all the rest of Europe and all the rest of our country and much of the world, the flux, the inflow of people from areas of the world that don't know anything about your country, and yet they want to escape, for whatever the reason, their reality. And so with the situation in the Middle East, especially, how many of them were we, I think, is it 68,000 that we're supposed to be taking in, something, a number like that, from Syria and the problems in the Middle East, which we fundamentally caused. Nobody stands up to the plate and really says, the Europeans caused it, the breakup of the Middle East, the breakup of Africa, the breakup of the Far East, was all caused, created by aggression. The imperialistic Brits, the Dutch, the Spaniards to a certain extent, but the French certainly. And then in modern day, it isn't that we were trying to take over lands, but we were trying to get oil rights, and we did anything, you know, in the name of oil that we had to do. And that certainly is what has created. And the Europeans need the oil too. So that's where these countries that went in and stirred the pot as much as 100 years ago, or maybe even more than 100 years ago, they created the disturbances that we now are faced with. That's the root of all this disturbance, comes from people or governments going in there and trying to usurp the locals, and I'm bigger and stronger and better than you, so I'm taking over this area. We want your oil. I mean, that's really the bottom line of all of this. It's all about oil. It's created mayhem and a mess. And it doesn't seem to be getting solved because we haven't had a really strong leadership. And so let's see if getting rid of Daesh isn't going to settle a problem. And I don't know that anything's ever going to settle a problem now, because the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. And so all of these people that have left Syria and gone across the border into Turkey and then up into Greece and then into Europe, it's really a mess. That's putting it mildly. And so we've got the same kind of problem here with those who are coming across our border from the south. And what do we do with all of these extra people? There were so many of them getting into England. It was upsetting the way of life of the people, especially in southern England and in the cities, London, Birmingham, Manchester. It's upsetting the way they live. And they don't like it, so that's why they voted the way they did. Also from England, there's some new documents today that show that the country downplayed torture, killings, and other human rights abuses in Eritrea, which is on the Horn of Africa, so it wouldn't have to take in refugees there. Documents published today show that officials from England offered more aid to Eritrea in exchange for the country reducing the mistreatment of its citizens. This is a military dictatorship, as is the case with many of the countries, especially in the Horn of Africa. Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, all of these areas, human rights situation is abysmal. Again, we don't realize how good we have it here. We don't. You know, there are plenty of human rights. We look at the way we still treat blacks and other minorities in this country. Minorities, at least to this point. I think whites are going to be the minority in the next 4 or 5 years. But it's just, why can't we just, what is there about it, that those people who have a problem with the color of somebody's skin? What is that? What is that? Why? What's the matter with you? You've got a problem with somebody who's got a different color of skin than you. I don't get that at all. But that's a big problem also in England. It's a big problem wherever. Look at Europe. It's really a very, very, very serious, and it causes many of the problems that we have, not most of them, but certainly, is it about the refugees or the color? Is it just about the refugees? If they were all white and they were blending in to Europe, would there be the same problem as there is with all of them being black or dark-skinned? That's a question to ask yourself. In a moment, where are the lead levels in Flint's water supply? The good news is, well, I'll tell you what the good news is in a moment.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Finally, a pharmacy that helps you manage your diabetic medications. Pay attention to this important message, which could change your life. PillPack is a next-generation pharmacy that packages your medication by the dose and delivers it directly to your door. We'll even include your insulin, testing supplies, and any vitamins you regularly take. You'll never sort your pills or hassle with trips to the pharmacy again. And if you take five or more medications, you may qualify for $25 of free vitamins. PillPack is a free service with free shipping. All you pay are your regular copays, and we do the rest, including verifying insurance and transferring prescriptions. There's no extra cost or hidden charges. We accept most insurance and Medicare Part D. Our team is available 24/7. And if you're traveling or need your diabetic medications now, we will overnight your shipment for no additional cost. PillPack offers the same prices you're already paying, but gives you a whole lot more. Switch to the only pharmacy designed to fit your life by calling 800-380-1211. 800-380-1211. 800-380-1211.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, the good news is that lead levels in Flint's water supply are changing. Here's a sort of reporter wrap on the story.
State officials say the water in Flint, Michigan is on track to getting fixed. A Michigan Department of Environmental Quality report says the lead concentration in the water is down to 12 parts per billion. That's below the minimum required 15 parts per billion and much lower than the 20 parts per billion the city had in the prior 6 months. The report says Flint's lead levels are now comparable to the lead levels in other similar-sized cities. But that doesn't mean residents can use their taps yet. The state warned Flint residents they still need to filter their drinking water because lead service lines are being replaced, and that could disrupt the clean water supply. But even if that goes well, it could be hard for residents to regain trust in the city's water after such a prolonged problem. For more than 2 years, Flint residents haven't been able to use the water from their faucets after the city switched its water supply. Excess lead exposure can cause slowed growth and lower IQs in children.
All right, so the good news is that at least the situation is changing. They still need to filter the water. That's bad news. But the numbers are going down. But after, what, 4.5 years, you'd think that maybe they're just afraid that Trump's going to look at this and say, okay, fix it tomorrow. So they're getting off of their butts to do something about it. What a national disgrace that is. And the water supplies are not good elsewhere around the country as well. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
It's now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, where they focus on Samsung and what causes the kaboom. Coming right up, our Tech Talk program is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February the 28th and learn more about their ultimate mileage warranty. It is unlimited. And other exceptional offers, Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to what Samsung says is the reason their, what is it, Samsung 7, is that what they call it? The Samsung?
The Galaxy Note 7.
Galaxy.
Yeah, the exploding phones.
Yeah, what's the scoop on that?
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember, Doug, just a few days ago you said, did they ever say why they exploded? And it turns out you asked and you shall receive that Samsung has finally admitted why the Galaxy Note 7 phones exploded. It turns out that it was there was no insulation tape between the battery and the little cover of your phone. And so it was basically faulty placement of the electrodes. And it got so hot that with friction, it would, as you use your phone more, that's what would cause it to spark and then explode. And a lot of tech writers aren't really buying this. There were a lot of things yesterday in the press about this, saying essentially Samsung just rushed this to the market to beat the Apple phone. And that's why if they had tested it properly, they would have known. And so I think this is probably going to lead to some lawsuits now. This,
really?
I think so, because they're essentially admitting fault. So not great news for Samsung. But again, as we've been saying, Samsung is certainly not going anywhere as a company.
No. All right. So now there's some news from Hulu as to downloading movies. I don't know. This is how confusing I find all this. I don't know whether I have Hulu or I don't have. I know I got Netflix, but I don't know if I have. I think I have Hulu, but I don't know if I have Hulu.
Well, you definitely have a Hulu app that's preloaded into your smart TV, your new TV. So technically you have access to Hulu. I don't know if you have an account or not. Hulu and Netflix, very, very similar. Hulu now following in the footsteps of Netflix, allowing you to download TV shows and movies so that you can take them with you and watch them offline. And Netflix had, they were the first ones to do this last fall, and it's a big, very popular feature for Netflix users. And so Hulu wants to capitalize on that as well. Essentially, if you want to see, if you want to binge watch your favorite show on the plane, and if you don't want to use the Wi-Fi, you can preload your tablet or your laptop and watch your shows on Hulu.
Can I do it on an iPad?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Okay. I've been watching, actually. You'd be proud of me. I found out how to use the GoGo app, the Wi-Fi app on American, and last week I used my iPad and watched a couple of movies on that.
Huh. How was the speed? I've heard some complaints about
GoGo. Yeah, I didn't notice anything. I didn't find any fault with it. It took a long time to get it.
Okay.
No, I didn't have any blips at all. But it took a while to get it. But once I got it, it was fine, actually.
Good. You're such you're a tech mogul these days.
Oh, man, am I ever. Woof. I'm really humming along in the technology department. That's for sure. Okay. Tech Talk time, 59 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug on the air.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.